Hello everyone, this is the first edition of TNA Impact Wrestling Analysis. My name is Levi D. Smith and I'm coming to you from the Knoxville, Tennessee area. A little bit about myself, I started watching TNA around 2003, back when they were in the Asylum in Nashville, Tennessee. Used to drive over there on Wednesday nights and check out the action. Been watching through the Fox Sports Net days and watched when they moved over to Spike TV on Saturday nights, and then continued watching to when they moved to primetime in 2 hours. So first of all, I'll go over a review of Impact last week. The show opened with Kurt Angle introducing Impact Wrestling. I thought this was a good move for fans who may not be familiar with the product. They introduced some of the characters and what Impact Wrestling is all about. And he also introduced the six-sided ring back to Impact Wrestling. Then Taz opened up with a segment, basically told a little bit more of what TNA was about and what fans could expect to see during the show. Then the show officially opened up with Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer doing a promo in the ring. Then they were shortly confronted by EC3 and Rhino. This led into a match which saw EC3 and Rhino victorious. That was followed by a gauntlet match, next division gauntlet match, with Austin Aries, the champion, putting his title on the line against many competitors who came out one at a time at intervals of around 30 seconds. This match saw Austin Aries victorious, so he kept the X division title, and he will have the opportunity to cash that title in for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship, just as he did 2 years ago at Destination X. This was followed by another match between MVP and Kenny King, and they fought Bobby Roode and Eric Young, and these guys were teammates a long time ago. They were managed by Coach Scott D'Amore. And in this match, MVP used a crutch, which was an immediate disqualification, and so Roode and Young were victorious in this match. That match was followed by Madison Rayne defeating Brittany in their continuing feud. Then in the main event match of the evening, Bobby Lashley defeated Hardy. This was a very action-packed match, and Hardy had a crazy jump off the top turnbuckle onto the steel steps outside of the ring. It got a great reaction from the crowd. And finally, the show ended with another confrontation between Dixie Carter and Bully Ray, and this ended up with EC3 going through a table. So Bully Ray continues to put people through tables that are on his hit list. After the show, the ratings came in, and this show had an increase in the total rating number. It came in at a 1.08, which was a total of 1.403 million viewers. So one thing that I did last weekend, they had a house show, TNA did, in the Lexington area. And they used to call this Base Brawl. They have the ring out in the middle of a minor league baseball field. So it's all out in the outside. So it's kind of a different setting to go see a wrestling match. And I went out and took some pictures. I posted a lot of those pictures on my Pinterest account. So if anyone's interested in seeing those, check those out. At my name is The Gatchgrad, Grad, G-A-T-C-H-G-R-A-D. And posted about 90 or so pictures up there of all the action that went on there. They had Mr. Anderson was teaming up with Gunner. They had the Wolves, the tag team champions, the Wolves. They were in action in a three-way match with Gunner and also the Bromans. So Bromans are always entertaining, very action-packed match. And, of course, the Wolves retained. Also at the Base Brawl event, we saw Velvet Sky take on Women's Champion, Knockouts Champion Gail Kim. Very exciting match. And Gail Kim's husband, the famous chef, he was also there at the end of the match. They celebrated together. Also saw Samoa Joe take on Sonata. Sonata no longer has the orange hair, and he now has Cowboy James Storm as his manager. And also saw Magnus versus Abyss, and this was a very exciting match. A lot of brawling went on outside of the ring, very action-packed. Then finally, we saw EY, Eric Young, take on Bobby Lashley. Unfortunately, EY lost, but gave it a great try. And in the main event, EC3 took on Bully Ray. Rockstar Spud was also there, megaphone in hand. And eventually, this turned on into a two-on-one match with Spud taking on Bully Ray with EC3 as well. And it's a very interesting match. Spud actually got body slammed by Earl Hebner part of the way through the match. Earl just wasn't going to take it anymore. So Earl got involved there, but finally, it being a tables match, Spud got put through a table, so Bully Ray was victorious. And as always, Bully Ray was out there at the end celebrating with the fans. He gave a piece of the table to a little girl, so that was really interesting. The crowd was totally into it all night. Very excited crowd seeing the action in Lexington last Saturday. So, coming up for this week, the big news was Matt Hardy will be joining TNA Impact Wrestling. Not sure if he's signed to a full-time deal, but he will be appearing at Impact with his brother, Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy coming back to Impact Wrestling as well. He was going under the name Willow, under the mask, but now he's back to being Jeff Hardy again, so should be interesting seeing the Hardy Boys in action again, and believe they will be taking on Team 3D. Not positive about that, but that's what I've been hearing. And some interesting news. Vince Russo, he started his own website. He's been tweeting on Twitter a lot, but there was some controversy. He'd sent some materials out or something, and some people are saying he might be involved with TNA Impact Wrestling. Not for sure, but the rumors out there. Also, on the competitors show last week, they came up with a faction of three characters, and Lashley got on Twitter and commented about how similar that faction was to the faction between Lashley, MVP, and Kenny King. Not sure if it was copying or not, but as Lashley says, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Also, it's been rumored that there's going to be no Bound for Glory series this year. I've liked the Bound for Glory series in the past, but it's always seemed to be so drawn out. It usually starts in the summer and doesn't end until October. I think it would be good if they could do it in a few weeks and be done with it, but the problem's always been they devote so much time to the Bound for Glory series that it leaves little room to build up any other feuds for the biggest pay-per-view of the year. And Bound for Glory will be taking place in Tokyo, Japan this year. I'm a little bit interested in seeing how this is going to turn out, if they'll offer travel packages to the show, and how they're actually going to tape it, because there's a 12-hour difference between Tokyo and most of the United States. So I've heard rumors that they may tape it the previous day and show it at the regular pay-per-view time the next day in America, or they may just tape it in the morning, who knows. So hopefully we'll hear more information about the details of Bound for Glory coming up in the upcoming weeks. Also, we have Destination X, which is always action-packed. It will not be a paid pay-per-view this year. It will be free on Spike TV like it's been in the last year, and can't remember if they did that year before, but I know I was at Destination X last year, sitting front row, very exciting show, and last year we saw Chris Sabin become the new TNA World Heavyweight Champion, defeating Bully Ray using the Option C, since he was the X Division Champion at the time. So Destination X is always interesting. Thinking we'll probably expect to see a Ultimate X match, probably to fill in the vacancy for the X Division title. I'm guessing, not for sure, but usually that's what they do. And also found out that Hardcore Justice will be coming up later this year at the next set of New York City tapings. So I've heard they've got seats available for that show, but it sounds like they're going fast. I know the current set of New York City tapings, they sold out, and they had to turn people away. So if you're interested and you're in the area, you want to go see some exciting wrestling action, I definitely recommend that. And that's all the news that I have for this week, so I appreciate everyone listening. If you want to follow me, I'm GA Tech Grad on Twitter, and let me know how you like this this cast here, and I may do it again if there's a lot of news going on. It's definitely something I want to get into doing, is doing some casting, and it seems like it's going to be a lot of fun, so everyone just keep tuning in, and I hope you enjoy Impact Wrestling this week.